Choksi, uncle of the diamond-haired Nirav Modi, may sure have given up his Indian passport and may have given up his Indian citizenship. But what he surely could not have been able to give up is his catch-22 situation of being extradited to India. Because, as per an India Today report, two sources from the Indian government have told it to India Today that Choksi was completely wrong in reckoning that taking up the Antiguan citizenship would help him save from being extradited to India. He is said to have submitted his passport number Z3396732 in order to give away his Indian citizenship. Along with the passport, Choksi also submitted a fee of $177. Choksi, in his passport surrender form, has mentioned his official address as Jolly Harbour, St. Mark's, Antigua. Now, this move is being viewed as delay maneuvers to avert his extradition, the case of which is being heard at the High Court of Antigua. Mehul Choksi, who is prime accused in the 13,000 crore bank fraud along with Nirav Modi, took the citizenship of Antigua in 2017 and has been living there ever since. The crime committed by Mehul Choksi was in India, and extradition process has got nothing to do with the citizenship of the accused. As an accused, Mehul Choksi will be extradited no matter what his citizenship is, what the sources stated. They also said, any accused of any nationality can be extradited from any country according to international law, and same applies for Mehul Choksi. Now, that being said, since we are on the topic of extradition, what exactly is the process of extradition and what all it involves? And what are the facts and figures when it comes to extraditing fugitives from different countries to India? Next 5 to 6 minutes, I will delineate all these aspects for you. Now, we'll go down to as to what is the process of extradition. A request for extradition can be initiated against a fugitive criminal who is formally accused of, charged with, or convicted of an extradition offence. As per the government, such requests are managed with extreme care so as not to allow the fugitive a chance to take measures to avoid getting extradited. In this case, Mehul Choksi. The Ministry of External Affairs takes up extradition requests with the concerned foreign countries when a request for extradition is received from the relevant law enforcement agencies in India. Now, all the extradition requests should be supported by documents and information as prescribed by the Ministry of External Affairs guidelines. It has to be noted that each extradition request is different and the request is dependent on the specific treaty or agreement signed with a country. The offence should also be defined in the list of the extradition offences. Now, there are some steps that are followed in the process. Step number one, extradition request is made to the Secretary of State. Step number two, Secretary of State certifies the request and sends it to the courts. Step number three, judge decides whether to issue a warrant for arrest. Step number four, the person wanted is arrested and brought before the court and the judge sets a date for the extradition hearing. Step number five, extradition hearing begins and judge must be satisfied by these four conditions, which are as follows. A. Conduct amounts to an extradition offence, that is dual criminality. B. None of the statutory laws barring extradition apply. C. There is prima facie evidence of guilt in accusation cases. D. Whether extradition would breach the person's human rights. Now, step number six. Judge sends the case to the Secretary of the State for decision after being convinced that all of the procedural requirements are met. The accused can appeal the decision in the High Court. Step number seven. If the High Court rules against the accused, an appeal can be filed in the Supreme Court against the decision. Now, India has extradition treaties with 47 countries. So, the list of 47 countries are as follows. The countries are Australia, Bahrain, Bangladesh, Belarus, Belgium, Bhutan, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Egypt, France, Germany, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mauritius, Mexico, Mongolia, Nepal, Netherlands, Oman, Philippines, Poland, Portugal, Republic of Korea, Russia, Saudi Arabia, South Africa, Spain, Switzerland, Tajikistan, Thailand, Tunisia, Turkey, UAE, United Kingdom, Ukraine, USA, Uzbekistan, Vietnam, Afghanistan, Azerbaijan, Iran, Israel, Kazakhstan. India has also extradition arrangements with 9 more countries, namely Croatia, Fiji, Italy, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Sri Lanka, Singapore, Sweden, and Tanzania. Now, I would also like to give you figures of most individuals extradited from UAE. A total of 62 fugitives have been extradited to India from a foreign country from 2002 till December 2016. Till date, 21 different countries have extradited people to India. The highest extraditions happened from UAE, followed by USA. 4 each were extradited from Canada and Thailand, 3 each from Germany and South Africa. Only 2 fugitives were extradited till date from UK. Grant Duncan Alexander, a British citizen, was extradited from Tanzania and UK for child sexual abuse, and Sameer Bhai Venu Bhai Patel, an Indian citizen, for murder. Out of the 62 extradited since 2002, 54 of them are Indian nationals and 3 of them are British. There is 1 US citizen, 1 Australian, 1 Canadian, 1 Israeli and 1 Thai. Now, the numbers for most fugitive extradited in the year 2005. The most fugitives were extradited in 2005, followed by 7 each in the year 2003 and 2004. 6 fugitives were extradited in 2015 during the rule of the current government. In both 2006 and 2009, 5 fugitives each were extradited. Now, most people who have been extradited for murder and terrorism related offences. Out of the 62 fugitives extradited since 2002, 14 of them were extradited for murder related offences and 10 for offences related to criminal conspiracy. 9 of them were extradited for terrorism related offences, including 3 of them from the UAE regarding the Mumbai bomb blasts of the 90s. 7 of them were extradited for economic offences like financial fraud. 4 of them were extradited for cheating, while 3 were extradited for sexual abuse of children and waging war against India. The other offences include attempt to murder, cheating, forgery, drug offences and passport fraud, etc. During the same period, 45 fugitives were extradited to foreign countries from India. Now, the total number of fugitives India requested UK to extradite since 2002 is only 28, but only 1, Sameer Bhai Vinu Bhai Patel, has so far been extradited. Now, since we are on the topic, I would also want to recount here the 9 names of the fugitives that the UK government declined to extradite to India and the names of the fugitives against whom the UK courts declined to issue an arrest warrant. The number of fugitives and the names of them whom the UK government declined to extradite are as follows: Raymond Andrew Varley, Ravi Shankaran, Ajay Prasad Khetan, Virendra Kumar Rastogi, Anand Kumar Jain, Velu alias Bupelan alias Dilipin alias Niranjana, J.K. Angurala, Asha Rani Angurala, Jakula Srinivas. Now, the names of the Indian fugitives against whom UK courts declined to issue arrest warrant are Rishikesh Surendra Kardale, Patrick Charles Bowring, Karthik Venugopal, Now, the names of the fugitives against whom India's request for extradition is pending with the UK. Rajesh Kapoor, Seema Kapoor, Tiger Hanif or Mohammed Hanif Umarji Patel, Palani Pan Rajari Tanam, Pervilos Fernandez alias Paul Samuel, Lokendra Sharma, Sanjeev Kumar Chawla, Sheikh Sadiq, S. Balakrishnan, Vijay Mallya, Ritika Awasthi, Kamaljeet Singh, Mahendra Singh Raizada, Aarti Dheer, Chandan Sharma and Rajkumar Patel. For more news updates, log on to www.swnews.in.
If you like this video, please share it and we would love to hear your comments in the comments section down here. Also, please do like our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter to get minute-to-minute news updates. For more such shows and videos, well, subscribe to our YouTube channel.